Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune that's hidden in the Piano Puzzler, and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Lane Chaney is on the phone from San Antonio, Texas. Lane, great to have you.
Thank you, Fred. It's good to be here.
Lane, what role does music play in your life?
I am a middle school choir teacher. I majored in piano as an undergrad. I can't imagine life without it. I just moved to Texas fairly recently and had my piano shipped from Utah, and it's been here since Thanksgiving, so piano has been a more active role lately. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, Lane, Bruce is at the piano here, and he's just about to play the puzzler for you. Your job, of course, twofold, name the tune that's hidden in here and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating or mimicking. And Lane, actually, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get bogged down with one or the other, we can brainstorm on this together.
Excellent.
Okay, well, Lane, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Oh, not the final chord I was expecting. So, Lane, what do you think?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what came immediately to mind was Ravel.
That's the closest not correct answer you could possibly have. This is somebody who usually people think of in the same breath as Ravel.
Well, Debussy.
Yes, it's
Claude Debussy.
That's right, French Claude Debussy.
Yes, French impressionist composer. Lane, well done. You got right there. Your first guess was an impressionist, and your second guess was the one Bruce had in mind.
Well, I was thinking pagodas.
Yes.
From the da-da-dum, ba-da-dum, da-da-dum, ba-da-dum.
Yeah, the piece it's actually based on is Footsteps Through the Snow.
Oh.
Which begins actually just like this. It's a prelude of Debussy. And then, this also is how it begins, which is perfect for the tune that I selected, which we haven't identified yet. So all these chord progressions are culled from Footsteps Through the Snow. Even this... these things basically come from that piece, but then the tune, we have to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. So, Lane, did you hear any melody in there that you recognized?
Later, not so much early in the tune. There's nothing on the tip of my tongue.
I'll start it again, and I'll make the tune a little bit more obvious than I was doing the first time.
Okay.
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 It's Do Re Mi.
Yes, it is. It's Do Re Mi.
From The Sound of Music.
Yes. The chords are very disturbing, but you know.
The, the chords are not quite what Richard Rodgers had in mind.
No,
I don't think.
No.
Oh, gosh, how fun.
Yes, I'm glad you think it's fun. I thought it was fun to do because, you know, Debussy was considered quite the revolutionary in his time and that his theory teacher, Guiraud, thought that he was just crazy. And Debussy said famously, there is no rule in music, just your ear, just plaisir. And I don't know that he realized that plaisir rhymes with the English word ear when he said that. I probably know.
Well, Lane, very well done. You named the tune, and you got the composer. Nicely done.
You know, all day long here in middle school, we teach Kerwin hand signs and different intervals and do-re-mis until we drop. So, you know, I would be really embarrassed if I didn't get it.
Lane, what's your public radio station?
KPAC in San Antonio.
Lane Chaney from San Antonio, Texas. A great pleasure to have you on the Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you so much. It's been a joy.
A joy for us, too. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.